Okay, so I'm going to talk less about what is actually happening with the story this time, and more my wonder that it is done at all. Because it's insane the amount of work that goes into this form of storytelling. Hi, welcome to the Mandama Audiobooks Podcast. Today, we're talking about videos as storytelling tools. So this is obviously the next part of my storytelling tools series. I may have to come back to this one. In fact, I expect I will, because it's the one I have the most understanding of outside of books, mostly based on experience. I feel like I'm going to learn a lot about it as I research the other forms of storytelling. And at the same time, it's just a wonder that these exist at all, just because of everything that goes into it. And I think that's what this podcast is mostly going to be, as I said before. Okay. So videos. They have as many genres as novels, but they have more layers. Not only do they have the main story thread, but they also can tell a story with what is said and how it is said, or even if, to a degree that you can't quite get with words on a page. The director can also choose to add music, and what type. Would Star Wars be as great without the soundtrack? Would Disney movies? Okay, if you're like me, by now Frozen is worse because of it. But the first time, the songs made it so much better. You know, this brings up a thought that I've had. Don't know why the first song isn't more popular. I should do a podcast about what makes an artwork popular. But I know nothing about that, so hey. Okay. You have voices and music. What are we missing? I can't remember. What do you need for video? Oh. Right. Video. The image is flashing across the screen at a minimum of 30 a second. Although I suppose one could make a video with less than 30 frames per second, that's where the smoothness starts dropping off like mad. When one is filming actors, it's just a deal of the camera, but if you're animating... Well, I used to animate a bit, nothing really high quality, but let me tell you, it took forever. I'd spend hours on a 30-second clip. I'd try to get about 30 frames per second, so that's 900 images. Where I had to make minute changes to my scene. The artistry that goes into a single blade of grass in an animated movie is incredible. I have so much respect for those people. If you want to look at into the work behind it, I recommend Khan Academy's Pixar in a Box. It is absolutely amazing, seeing all the math and stuff. Like, you'd think that the way people talk about art, they wouldn't need math, but, this is math that I haven't even seen in an engineering class yet. So, yeah, I know I will, just because of what it is, but... Have you seriously stopped to think about how much story can be packed into a single still image? Go look at a great painting, or pause your favorite movie to see a single frame. Look and think how everything in that forwards the part of the story it's in, or parts later. So, anyway, all this information that I'm basically just fangirled over and didn't give much info on, is there more? Oh, definitely. There's so much one can pack into a single aspect that I talked about today. So many facets of each. I'm going to look at how each of these can forward story later. It's just too much for one podcast. In fact, I'm planning on doing a podcast on music, a podcast on still images, on just people talking. There's so much I can do here, and I went into this thinking, oh, this will be decently easy. I've seen a lot of movies. I researched this a little bit because it interested me, and, you know, this will be easier than all the other ones, and no, it wasn't. I'm pretty sure I can do a little bit better on other ways of storytelling. So, yeah, you'll have to wait. Anyway, this has been the Bantama Audiobooks Podcast. I hope you enjoyed. Feel free to contact us. Our email is bantamaaudiobooks@gmail.com. Check out our Facebook. It's Bantama Audiobooks. And yeah, have a good month.